For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe, yesterday it was announced, or technically today it was announced by Ohio State, but yesterday, breaking news, Ohio State has found their next offensive coordinator. That looks to be Bill O'Brien. Obviously, Twitter was going off last night in reference to this hire. I'll let you start off with this because I think I'm going to get pretty long-winded on this one because, look, I see a lot of negativity out there on Bill O'Brien. But I'll let you go first. What do you think of the hire of Ohio State going and getting Bill O'Brien as their next OC?
Yeah, I think you and I really agree and share the same sentiment on Bill O'Brien and his quality as a play caller, as an offensive coordinator, less about him being a head coach. I think that the general public perception of him is ridiculous. I think a lot of people that are criticizing him and criticizing this are idiots and don't really understand the context of his capabilities. Did they have a bad year in New England this past year because Mac Jones is a bad quarterback? Yes. Did he do a really poor job of building a roster with the Houston Texans when he was the head coach and the general manager? Yes. When he was calling plays at the college level, when he was Penn State's head coach, when he was working with Christian Hackenberg, and then when he was working with Bryce Young, when he won the Heisman Trophy as a redshirt freshman, he was one of the best play callers in college football. No, Alabama was not in the top five statistically. But what's most important here for Ohio State?
Yeah, they were.
All right, well, I'll let you speak to that in a quick second. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong there. My whole point is here is a hire like this raises the floor significantly of Ohio State's offense. They took the shot and the chance of letting Brian Hartline be the decision maker. And in the past, Ryan Day was the one who called plays. That stuff was all fine. But if you want to win a national championship, you need to have somebody who's been in a million different scenarios as an assistant, as a head coach. He has battled through adversity. He has been through difficult situations. And if there's somebody that I would provide faith in to fix this offense for to take a huge step forward, it is going to be Bill O'Brien.
So here's where I sit on this, okay? Because what I think has happened here is Alabama fans who basically were screaming for Bill O'Brien to be run out the door, I don't think they have any idea what they're talking about. Now, I get where Bama fans are coming from. I do think that there are times where Bill O'Brien does have some interesting play calls, maybe in the red zone. But let me just break this down to you very quickly. In 2022, the last year that Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator at Alabama, he didn't give up 52 points to Tennessee.
No.
Did not. Okay? His offense scored 42 points. If you score 42 points in a game, you should win. There's no excuses whatsoever for you to lose against Tennessee when you're giving up 52. Let's also talk about that LSU loss that they had in Baton Rouge. Did Bill O'Brien allow Jane Daniels on a zone read run for a touchdown and lose in overtime? No, they actually got the ball first and scored. Bryce Young had his worst game as a quarterback in that game, missing wide open dudes the entire first half. By the way, Joe, that were wide open. In 2022, they were the fourth team in the country, number four in scoring. Mm-hmm. Four. Now, what everybody and their mama will say, he had Bryce Young. Oh, so he had good players. He had a good quarterback. Newsflash to everybody on planet Earth. There are really good quarterbacks that go to Ohio State. Have we not gotten that, like, under – what are we talking about? Like, it blows my mind. Do you not think that good quarterbacks go to Ohio State? Here's another thing, too, Joe. I'm old enough to remember in 2021, we think of maybe the last 5 years, the best defense that we have seen. without a shadow of a doubt, was that Georgia defense in 2021. Joe, they picked them apart. It's not Bill O'Brien's fault that Jameson Williams got hurt in the national title game. It's not. It's not his fault that Mechie got hurt and was out. It's not his fault that freshman wide receivers were out there. I know that you and I had the discussion, well, maybe he's not recruiting. That's on Nick, too. They hit the portal. They got a first-round wide receiver and a second-round wide receiver that are both on the boundary. What are we discussing here? I'm old enough to remember how innovative he was with a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs. He had 444 receiving yards and over 5 touchdowns receiving as a running back. What do you think Quinshon Judkins is about to do? I think it is so crazy to me that Alabama fans have muddied the water on Bill O'Brien. Newsflash to everybody in college football, Joe. Here's a newsflash. If you average over 40 points a game and you're losing, maybe it's on your defense. Holy shit. Holy shit. It's driving me insane to see this.
It's been we've got a lot of new viewers that are not really privy to the stuff that we said last offseason when, you know, we talked about the Tommy Rees transition and all that stuff.
Massive downgrade.
The perception of Bill O'Brien has been negatively impacted by the results that have happened for him in the NFL.
Right.
This does not correlate or translate to his capabilities as a play caller at the college level. And I could understand if there was frustration or if there was fear of Bill O'Brien not working, if in his 2 years at Alabama, say they had been middle of the pack or a little bit above middle of the pack, say that they were somewhere in that bucket. I can understand a little bit of a fear of saying, well, is that guy going to be able to take that next step at Ohio State? Is he going to be able to transform this team? Because frankly, there's plenty of shitty offensive coordinators that get those opportunities. You want to know who was the most recent one to get that opportunity? It was Tommy Rees. Tommy Rees was a shitty offensive coordinator who got that opportunity in Alabama. And the results that he produced, look, what he did with Jalen Milroe was tremendously creative, and the offense performed way better than we expected to. But if we actually look at pull up their stats this past year and we actually really take a look at it, they were perfectly slightly above mediocre. They were not an offense that was dominating people. They were not. They had a couple good games that impacted our perception of how Alabama felt and looked. It makes no sense to me that we can look and compare these two things and think that they're not too far off from one another. Bill O'Brien at Alabama was so much better than anything that we saw this past year, and his capabilities and the level of drop-off is a testament to how good of a play caller he can be. The biggest thing here is that you're returning a number of elite wide receiver recruits. You're returning the best and bringing in the best running back room in college football. And your offensive line, most of those guys are returning, they weren't great. I would hope that they develop and grow coming into this next year. There's potential there as well. My only criticism and concern is for Will Howard, but I think that when you have a play caller like this and you're not setting up Will Howard, putting him in the situations that Kyle McCord struggled in, and you have somebody who's creative and innovative, your offense is going to do better. At the end of the day, their defense was the most important piece for Ohio State in 2023 for me that kept them as good as they were for as long as they were. And a lot of those guys are coming back. As long as the floor is high for this team and this offense, your defense will continue to carry you and continue to help you win games. It will help you beat Michigan. That, like you just said, was the reason why Bill O'Brien was given this negative connotation when talked about at Alabama, was because their defense was dog shit that final year, and everyone wanted to blame him for those issues. BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I don't want to say they were dog shit, but when they faced good offenses, they could not stop them. Okay. Again, I go to the 21 season. Oh, well, Bryce was a Heisman Trophy winner. Sounds great. Okay. Great coaches have great players. Then you can have the argument, oh, well, what would Nick Saban be without all the great players? Great coaches have great players. There's a Bill Belichick, how's Bill doing it in New England since Tom left? How's that gone? How's that gone? Okay, is he still a really good coach? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, Bama fans were running yesterday. Oh, he never won a Super Bowl or national title, and he was with Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. That doesn't bother me. It's more of a team game. If you at Joe, he averaged 40 points in the SEC.
Happen.
And I think that people I can't believe that I have to be the one that, or try to be a voice of reason here, okay, when it comes to Bill O'Brien. Do I think he's a exceptional coach? No, not really. I think that he is a really innovative and good play caller. I think that we've seen that enough. Oh, well, what happened with him in New England? He had a packet of ketchup and Mac Jones, okay, that he had to go attack NFL defenses with. It wasn't enough. I've seen him in college. I've seen him at a really good program. And, Joe, what happens? Let's not say that they score 40 points a game. What happens if Ohio State averages 38 points a game? Then what happens? They're definitely a playoff-bound team. They're definitely a team that you got to worry about with all the weapons that they have around them. I mean, here's something that nobody has said. Are we forgetting that Ryan Day is also a pretty innovative offensive mind? Yeah. And you know what, Joe? When you have a veteran coach that comes in here, okay, and has been around the block, okay, when Ryan Day goes over the headset and says, hey, guys, what are you seeing? Okay, it's a difference between having a young, first-year offensive play caller versus Bill O'Brien. Their game plans are going to change. The way that they attack things are going to change. Because you have to – look, you can crap on Ryan Day all you want to Michigan fans or to SEC – like college football fans, SEC fans. He's a really good play caller in his own right. Okay, again, a field goal away a couple of years ago from beating the national champion. I mean, the dude can call plays. The dude has done really good things. I just can't believe, Joe, what I'm seeing. Now, I know where this is coming from. I understand it. Again, there are some things that Bill O'Brien has to get better in. Here's one of them. I do agree that I thought some of his play calling when it came down to the red zone was not good enough. But let me give an example. Okay, we talked about those two losses against Tennessee, or one against Tennessee and one against LSU in 22 his last year. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young was improvising on a slant route that got picked off in the end zone versus LSU. Bryce Young does not hit a route when you got a hot protection coming at you. He holds on to the football and almost takes a sack. He almost did that at Texas too, if you remember. Like, that was also the same thing that almost happened against Texas. He didn't read the defense well enough. Joe, I went and looked this up. Because I remember vividly talking about this in 22 when I was covering LSU. In years like 21 against Georgia, Bryce Young went 26 of 44 against that team. He hit big plays. There were massive amounts of times in big games that Bryce Young was under 60% passing. They blame Bill O'Brien. How many of those passes that he missed do you think were dropped? by the way, just like hypothetically.
Probably half of them.
None. Or actually one. He had one drop. He had one drop pass against LSU in a loss. One. Now ask me how many passes. This is per PFF. Ask me how many passes he missed by 5 yards or more.
How many?
98%. So again, when I look at Bryce Young, and I told you this when he was even coming out, and people laughed at me when I said there could be a reason that he could come back just to develop a little bit more, because there have been big games where he has been inaccurate. Bill O'Brien took all the blame for that because the kid won the Heisman Trophy the year before and that he was a five-star and he was the first overall pick. If that would have been anybody else, anywhere else, at any given moment, okay, it would have been a different narrative, a completely different narrative. Are we acting like Bryce Young didn't miss stuff? Are we acting like he was impeccable? Because he wasn't. I think that Bill O'Brien has to get better and more innovative, excuse me, in the red zone. I agree with that. I'm not going to come in here and disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But you know what he didn't really have at Alabama that no one is talking about too? He didn't have this backfield. They had to go in the portal and get Gibbs, remember, because they could not get a running game going. The year before 21, hold on now, in 21, they could not get a running game going at all. Remember, we had the discussion, Joe, even on this show, going into the preseason about how their offensive line had not been built and Nick had been slipping there. So is Nick slipping or was Bill O'Brien? The offensive issues along the offensive line this year, they're not Bill O'Brien's fault. So everything that they blamed on the offensive side of the football was on Bill. Everything. Nothing was on Nick. Nothing was on Alabama. I am not going to allow a school who, by the way, is hemorrhaging dudes. Hemorrhaging. They're losing more dudes than strippers lose underwears while they're sliding up and down the poles. Okay? But the bottom line is that Alabama had issues internally that nobody wants to talk about because it was Nick, and you can't ever count out Nick. Joe, they had issues. Bill O'Brien was not one of them. I am sorry that I am getting so worked up about this, but Joe, over the last 12 hours, all I've seen, y'all going to hate him. He's a piece of shit. Okay. We'll see, because I'm old enough to remember, and being a guy that covered him in the SEC, knifing dudes up, absolutely abusing dudes.
At the end of the day, those who are negative towards Bill O'Brien are the ones who don't really want to
call them what they are. Call them. Say the word.
No, I'm just going to say
call them.
They're casuals. Yes, they're people that have not really fully paid attention and have really dug deep and understood what led to certain everything has context. And I think if you bring all the context in, it's very important. My final bit on this is I think that his offensive play style also works well with the roster construction and in the Big Ten, which I know it's kind of like a cliche to say, okay, if you run the football well and you know, you play a good quick passing game, that stuff works in the Big Ten. It's very easy to sit here and say that, but that's what's going to be brought to the table by Bill O'Brien. I think that at the end of the day, because they have these two backs in Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, they're going to be tremendously productive. It might be one of those things like we had with North Carolina a few years ago, where I think it was Michael Carter and why is the other kid's name tripping me up, where they both rushed for 1,000 yards. We could have that type of a season from these running backs because they're able to do what they can do. So that's my final thought. I criticize the shit out of them for going and getting Will Howard. And I think that this mitigates some of the, you know, some of my concerns with Howard being the quarterback.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think Will Howard, Joe, honestly, I don't think he takes that next step where he's like a Heisman contender. Okay,
no,
like
he won't. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there. But Joe, he had 24 passing touchdowns at Kansas State. With a packet of ketchup and some Taco Bell hot sauce.
Yeah, but he was also playing nobody corners and nobody defensive linemen. Like, You know how hard
Texas doesn't have dudes.
They didn't play Texas every single week though. They played Texas one time.
That's fine.
He didn't play. I think he played worse of a game than people think.
Here's a problem with an argument like that though from you. Okay, just because they didn't play nobody, he didn't have nobody either. Like I'm again. Name a wide receiver at Kansas State.
That's
my point.
Okay, but again, there are, and I could sit here and do this, there's not a lot of premier talented players outside of Texas
that are playing
corner and that are playing defensive tackle in the Big 12. There's just not. So the level of competition that he's going against is not as difficult as what he's about to face consistently in the Big Ten. I think his worst game.
Didn't he face a national title contender?
Who are you talking about?
Didn't he beat the TCU who played for a national title?
The previous year, Kansas State beat TCU. Don't do the whole TCU shit. Don't take me down.
I'm asking an honest.
His worst game came against Missouri, is reflective of what I think.
Of the two losses that TCU had in 22, who did one of them come from?
It came in a. I'm not doing this. I'm not letting you. I'm objecting from this discussion because you and I have fought this already 2 years ago. I'm not doing it again. It was a fluky win. There were a number of things that TCU got screwed out of in that win.
Sam Duggan not being able to complete
Max Duggan. You don't even know his name.
You're Max me Duggan. Shiver. I called him Max Duggan.
You said Sam Duggan.
Whatever his name is. I mean, he's so, you know, people thought he was the next coming of Jesus Christ.
He should have won the Heisman.
Joe. Over Caleb Williams?
Yeah, Caleb Williams is overrated. I'm obviously joking.
Oh, my God. Ugh. This is probably a good time, didn't it? Ohio State fans, I think you've got a really good OC. I think your offense is going to be much more innovative. We'll see y'all soon. Don't listen to Joe.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.